Hare Krishna. I'm somewhat on the mend. I had a night with fever. I don't like fever very much. I guess no one likes it. And rose a little late. I haven't seen Radhe Shyamas yet. But before I do, I want to send this pod message. And what I'll do is read out some of the messages that I'm receiving from out on the Sankirtan field from devotees, some of their prayers to Govardhan Lal, some of their reports, and mostly the stories of their Sankirtan experiences. Finally, after 10 days, the fog's lifted and it's a beautiful day. It's almost like spring. I'm looking out the window and birds are flying here and there. On the yellow wall here, flies outside are crawling up and down. It must be about 5 degrees centigrade. It's a wonderful day for book distribution in Sankirtan. Arya Dave writes me from Sweden. They're up there in Sweden distributing books. There are very few book distributors in Sweden, so devotees are very pleased to have us there. And he says that they picked up a hitchhiker while they were going out on Sankirtan. And while they were driving to the place, of course, they were preaching to the chap. And finally, the end result was that they sold him a book, for which the hitchhiker was very happy. Anyway, this is really called good karma. It is when you're hitchhiking and you bump into Hare Krishna, so give you the absolute truth. He must have done something in the past to deserve that. Indrani wrote me that Goswamini did her maximum score yesterday and distributed 51 big books. And that's big for her, although it may be just average for some others. But that's what Lord Chaitanya sees. What is the effort that someone makes according to their capacity? Leela Rani also wrote me that just an hour ago a man came by and gave $100 donation, and she gave him a Gauranga sticker for that. Then a few hours later, calling out Gauranga, the chap came rushing by and just stuck another $1,500 for it in her hands, almost $10. And kept on going, chanting Gauranga. He was in too much of a hurry to get a book. Perhaps at a future time, no doubt, by continuing to chant Gauranga, he's certainly going to be getting one of Srila Prabhupada's books. Sanatan's writing me, telling that tomorrow, which is for me today, on Wednesday, they're going to be letting Pavani out of the hospital, who's in their last days in this material world and in the material body. And she'll be coming down on Thursday to New Brajadam. I spoke to her last night and told her that she should stop by in Budapest on the way, get the blessings of the Alnitai Vijay Gauranga, that without the blessings of Gauranitai, the mercy of Radha and Krishna are more difficult to achieve. And so she'll be doing that, and then we'll be greeting her over here. And Bhakta Tamash from Kachkamit, he writes that he had met a lady who he sold a book to in Sonok some time ago, and he just received news from the temple that after reading that book, that lady sent 100,000 for it, which is a lot. That's $500. Donation to the temple following her reading Srila Prabhupada's book. A lot of devotees are writing that they're trying to distribute extra books for my health, and it's certainly making me feel a lot better. I thank everyone for that. I also spoke to Prabhupada Charan. He's past the 60,000 pound mark during the marathon. I mean, that's incredible. And on top of that, he's doing about 500 Mahabig books a day. I spoke to him on Sunday, and he'd done that 500 Bhagavatams. That was on the street. He was handing them out, and because the Scottish Shastra printed so many of these books, they were getting them for £1 apiece. So he was, of course, distributing them for £2 apiece. Transcendental Book Distribution, Kijai. Bhakti Pete and Premaras in Wales are continuing to do like 130, 140, 150 Mahabig books each, doing about £400-600 a day. However, I was goading Premaras on that Bhakti Pete is really sort of showing him up. He's a Bhakta, and Premaras is a long-standing Sankirtan devotee. But that's the way things go. The blessings and mercy of the Lord come down upon whoever they will. Here's Kundalata. This is a prayer that she's writing to Govardhan Lal. Govardhan Lal has his own mobile telephone, and he's in charge of the Sankirtan results for Nibrajadam. So devotees write him prayers. This was Kundalata, who's averaging like $400 a day on Sankirtan. She says, "Dear Govardhan Lal, today was the worst result yet, but I'm meditating on your very sweet smile, and I'm confident that by it I will be able to get back to my usual standard." That worst day yet that she was talking about, that was like $350. Bhakti and Judy and Bori, they tell me that they're in Miskolc, which is the northernmost city in the country, and they're distributing on the main street, and outside there's a big advertisement from a local electronic shop. You know, these are these advertisements which are huge, big television screen, and they're advertising, obviously, whatever the Christmas sale is going on there. So the owner is very favorable to them. So they let him put up Hare Krishna, Gauranga, Radhesham, Nitai, Haribol for some time on the advertisement. I hope they put commas in between those words, otherwise it sounds like a really innovative mantra. But whatever, people are seeing the holy name, and that's the result of people's association of devotees. Then Nitai Prema writes, she says that she just bumped into a middle-aged man who just lost his wife last week. And he said that up to now he's never been interested in religion, but now he's looking up all the religious things that he can find. So Nitai Prem gave him a book and explained to him that this is about the eternality of the soul and about God. And the man started crying and was very, very happy as he went away with Srila Prabhupada's books in his hand. Manini was writing me that when she was receiving the SMS messages and she was taking care of her baby, and she became so inspired, she decided that she was going to go out and do some books distribution for a few hours, and where we've yet to hear what the result of that was, but very good, Hare Krishna. And Dharmishta sent me that the results from our Gita Jayanti and Ketch Kamet was about 235 Bhagavad Gitas. Hare Krishna. Then this is another message from Leela Rani. A lady came up to her and asked her, "Who made Krishna consciousness so famous?" So then she showed him the biography of Srila Prabhupada, and the lady was really pleased, took the book, and said, "This is really a great present," and walked away. Radhanam's glorification for Govardhan Lal. This was on the 17th. She says that people are really in a Christmas spirit. Well, I don't know how people get the Christmas spirit in this kind of weather, but anyway, she says they're in the Christmas spirit, and they're taking more and more books home. and giving their donations to the right place, to you, through which they're worshiping the Supreme Personality, the most munificent Savior of the fallen. That was nice. And I can't read who this is from, but he says, she says, today we're on the streets of Tatabanya, which is a mining town, along with Kundalata. And in our hearts we have one desire. We want to distribute all the books that we took out today. Although this kind of practice is scorned upon by the Babaji's, namely associating with non-devotees, we don't care for that. Preaching is a life. And so please let these books fly out and from our hands, save the conditioned souls, and also save us from the results of our past misdeeds. This is a good one. This was from, this is also a prayer to Govardhan Lal, and this was from Anishanta Leela. And in fact, I was speaking to her on the telephone the other day, and she has this picture of me doing book distribution way back, probably in around 93, and she was always trying to figure out where it was. So she was in Waterford, which is in the southern tip of Ireland, and she took out the picture, and just to get some inspiration, I guess, and when she looked at the background, she saw that she was standing in the same place where the picture was taken. So now she's writing to Govardhan Lal saying, we're in Waterford, and standing exactly in the same place that Guru Maharaj was doing Sankirtan. So please allow us to have a transcendental connection with him and do something wonderful to please you. Then there's the Sankirtan group, I don't know who it is, and they're saying, dear Govardhan Lal, the guards are already waiting for us at the parking lot. Please make us invisible so we can distribute many books. And he can do anything if he wants to make them invisible. I'm sure he has. Balabhi Krishna in Budapest, she writes a nice story. This is not a prayer to Govardhan, this was just to me. She says, I'm in a new department store and distributing in the parking lot. I was hoping that the guards wouldn't see me. And, well, if you know Balabhi Krishna, she's very small, so it's hard to see her anyway. But she said, one guard noticed me and started laughing. He called me over, asked me what I was doing. And when I told him, then he bought a Bhagavad Gita. And then she also writes, then I also met a man with his daughter. And last year, they took a book from me, and the girl was interested in the subject, so the father bought her another book. That was on the 17th. And another score was from Wales, where Satnam Prabhu did 500 pounds and 65 Mahabig books. Satnam is a Sankirtan devotee, going back almost 20 years. And although he's got a whole slew of children, and is really busy selling crystals on the internet, which he collects himself out there in Wales, still he's going out on the marathon with the Sankirtan devotees, traveling around with them. Really a nice example for everyone. And that's the limit of the SMSs that I'll read. I need to go take care of the deities and then continue on with our daily strategy meetings here at New Rotterdam. I hope everyone's well and blissful and chanting Hare Krishna.